On this portion of Issues and Ideas, we're going to talk about home energy. We have a couple of experts with us in the studio, Bruce Severinsen, Kevin Hauber. They're co-founders of the Veterans Home Upgrade Project. More about that project and some opportunities for you to avail yourself of their services in a little bit. But Bruce and Kevin, welcome to Issues and Ideas.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We're really great to have you here. I'm a homeowner. I would guess that a good portion of our audience are people who are homeowners or home renters. And a lot of us are concerned, especially even this winter, which has been relatively mild, about home energy and the problems of home energy. And my guess is you guys have something to say about that. Is there savings to be made if you pay attention to your home and your use of energy?
The short answer is yes, and there are several factors that come into that. One is the way that you use energy, and that could be called the lifestyle component. The other aspect of it is the building itself, and what are the systems in place, how is it weatherized, and so forth. And those are the kind of things that we're here to talk about today.
Is doing an energy audit, is that something worthwhile having somebody do to their home? Does it pay for itself?
I believe it does pay for itself, and in particular with homes that are built before the year 2000, because the older the home is, the more energy efficiency issues it tends to have. The energy upgrades that you perform to it are going to tend to give you more bang for your buck. Newer home, you might spend more money to increase the efficiency fractionally. But across the board, what people are seeing that are doing energy audits in the county now is that there's a very high degree of leakage in the ducting systems in homes, and that may seem like a minor issue at first glance, but it's actually a very significant problem. And it's actually a nationally recognized problem. Lawrence Berkeley Lab has done some research on this. It's causing the house to become depressurized by pumping air out of the house envelope. People normally close the windows and turn the furnace on at the same time. It's sucking air from places in the house that you don't want it to. And the worst of these is backdrafting the furnace itself. So when the gases should be going up the flue, they start coming back down the flue into the home as a result of leakage in the ducting in the attic. And at first glance, you wouldn't think of that, but this is a fairly common occurrence.
How big of a problem is it?
25% of the homes that we're testing in the county have unhealthy levels of carbon monoxide in the home due to this problem. And approximately 80 to 90% of the homes nationwide have significant duct leakage in the neighborhood of 30 to 40% duct leakage. So 30 to 40% of the heat that your furnace is creating is blowing directly into the environment before it ever reaches the register in your bedroom. It's an astounding number.
Now, this level of carbon monoxide, I mean, is it dangerous?
I would say that it's at least unhealthful. It's probably really life-threatening only under certain circumstances, but I would say that it's at least unhealthful and that it can contribute to respiratory problems and headaches and allergies and other things like that. As you have a depressurized building envelope, you're also sucking air from crawl spaces and attics that are full of dust and molds and things that you generally don't want in your house. So this air is filtering into the house through things like switch plates and through the walls, through places where the plumbing has been, you know, a hole's been drilled through the top plate of the 2x4 studs inside the house. And there's cavities in the walls that connect the interior space to the attic or crawl space, and it's drawing unhealthy air into the house. So you see an increased incidence in allergies and respiratory problems in children as a result of this. I couldn't give you exact data on those aspects of it, but what we do have hard data on is that we're seeing high levels of CO. We're seeing a lot of homes that where the ducting system is, you can see clear evidence of a lot of dust and particulates coming in from outside the building envelope where it should not come from.
Hmm. We're at, that was the voice of Bruce Severinsen. He, along with Kevin Hobbin, are our guests on Issues and Ideas for this quarter hour. They're co-founders of the Veterans Home Upgrade Project. Kevin, I saw somewhere that you have identified some sort of low-lying fruit, things that people easily can do that help them save energy without having to do an audit, just some sort of obvious things.
You know, it's interesting that most of the things that are done as part of doing an energy upgrade are pretty simple, not very sexy when it comes to this. A lot of people think about, oh, I'd like to put in dual pane windows and change out my furnaces and things like that. And those tend to be fairly expensive. But when you look at the low-hanging fruit, so to speak, you're talking about simple things like weatherizing and making sure that the doors all seal well and that the windows seal and that if there's insulation that needs to be put into the attic or the walls that it's there, and some pretty simple kinds of stuff that can make a huge difference in the way that a building performs. And like we were talking about a few moments ago, a building that performs better also tends to be healthier. So there's a real hand-in-hand relationship with that. Not only does it save money for energy, it can save money on health costs too.
Yeah. Bruce Severance, are there any sort of indications, if you have a house before year 2000, that you might be having a problem? Are there any things that are pretty obvious that we tend to overlook on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I would say that you should assume that you have duct leakage in the attic or crawl space if you have a home that's built before the year 2000. And you can actually go online and readily find documentation that duct tape, as it's called, has really utterly failed. And there are new types of tapes that are out in the marketplace today that are much better. So in general, resealing your ducting is something that really every homeowner that owns a home built before the year 2000 should be considering within the next year or two. It's something that really impacts both energy as well as indoor air quality.
Hmm. When you buy a home today, you have to get a termite inspection. I understand that there's a movement afoot to have an energy inspection as well.
There has been potential legislation about that. There has been movements at the county level and other local levels to try and include an energy rating as part of the home sale process. There's been proponents for that. There have been opponents for that. And it's one of those things that's hanging out there. The position that I would take on that, being involved in the real estate industry myself, is that that is important data for a potential buyer to know, and that would be part of the buying decision, just like any other aspect of a building and its construction and quality and performance and such.
So how many people would buy a car without knowing how many miles per gallon it gets? It's the first question you would ask anytime you were buying a car, and yet the energy that your house consumes is, and the value of your home is, far greater than what a car is to you in your life. It's a decision, a purchase decision that might last 20 or 30 years, not an average of 5 to 7 years. Mm-hmm. So in my mind, full disclosure to the buyer is very important. And this isn't something that's – I think a lot of realtors in the California Association of Realtors, which is one of the most powerful lobbying groups in California, has vehemently opposed energy auditing as part of the home inspection. We feel that it's really important both from a public health standpoint as well as from a full disclosure standpoint to require that. And we support the idea of taking all the existing home inspectors in the county that realtors have already developed good relationships with and put them through Building Performance Institute training and certification to qualify them to do energy auditing and HERS rating on homes. And it really would not add significantly as long as it was integrated into the work that they're already performing. It would not add substantially, maybe $100, to the cost of their creating a home inspection report anyways. You know, mm-hmm. They're already in there doing 90% of it.
Right.
So it really doesn't add substantially to the cost
transaction. In fact, I purchased a home about 4 years ago, and the home inspector actually had some things to say about the duct work.
Yeah,
a good inspector will see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some look for it, others don't, and the movement afoot that that we're trying to push for is to have home inspectors all trained to look for these energy-related items to bring into their report and then bring in the people that can actually do the work to correct it if needed.
I'd like to add to that that the home inspectors that I've talked to are extremely knowledgeable, and they are not opposed to this themselves. It's just that for them it's a matter of demand. So the more that consumers are aware of it and that they're making the request to have an energy audit incorporated into the home inspection, the more they're going to be inclined to offer those services. So for them, they tend to not want to go against what the realtor might want as well. So they tend to push back, you know, against that same lobbying group.
Let's say I wanted to get a home energy audit right now. Who performs those?
Well, we actually have 36 people in this county over the last few years who have trained to do energy ratings of various sorts, both through Building Performance Institute and through HERS, which is the Home Energy Rating System. So we have a number of people locally who are up to snuff to be able to do that. And there are actual companies that have formed to do both the ratings and the retrofit work.
And so if I wanted to avail myself of that, what would I do? Who would I contact?
Well, I can name some names. There's Greenhouse, Troy Spindler, and there's Energy Efficiency Solutions, which is Paul Minconi, and there's CK Builders up in the Atascadero area, People's Choice Heating and Air Conditioning. Matthew Farmer is what Pacific Construction, I think. You know, there's a number of general contractors as well as HVAC contractors, heating and ventilation contractors, that is. That are all Building Performance Institute certified and can perform these types of energy audits.
There are some reference sites that you can go to for that. Energy Upgrade California has a list of contractors who are approved to do the incentives that are available through Energy Upgrade California, and then also the Slow Green Build website.
Before we go, I'd like to ask you about the Veterans Home Upgrade Project itself, that you both are co-founders of that. Tell us about that project. We don't have very much time, but I really don't want to go without finding more about it.
I'm going to do that, but I just want to mention there's up to $4,000 in rebates as well available. So you need to go to the Energy Upgrade California website in order to learn about the rebates and incentives that are there to help you do energy efficiency upgrades. And it's really quite attractive to consider that. The Veteran Home Energy Upgrade Project was conceived to do two things. One, to help facilitate public education on issues that we're discussing today, bring people's attention to the opportunities that are available to them doing energy efficiency upgrades, as well as to basically give our thanks to those that are serving overseas often to protect our energy sources and to give them training opportunities in learning how to do green building upgrades and to go back to work and work into positions here at home. So one person who's been involved with training with the EDD has decided to create a nonprofit that will help facilitate this as an ongoing project.
And you have a seminar coming up in May that you'll be...
Yes, May 5th and 6th. It's going to be the Home Energy Forum that will be part of the Home Show at the Madonna Expo. We have a whole program on energy efficiency that we're going to be doing right there at the Home Show.
And in North County, the Green Living event on March 17th in the Idler's parking lot just off of Theater Drive.
And is that an event that anyone can go to?
All-day seminars that are free that will talk about a lot of the things that we've talked about, as well as organic cooking and gardening and things like that.
Bruce Severinsen, Kevin Hauber of the Veterans Home Upgrade Project, a very interesting talk. Thank you very much for stopping by and talking with us this afternoon on issues and ideas.
Thank you.
Thank you.